Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, what was the motive of the man who did all the shooting in Minnesota?
This is a notebook with a lot of that's been reported of lawmakers and others that are listed in here, and then much more other thoughts that are throughout this, as opposed to a very succinct document.
That's Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension Officer Drew Evans talking about some of the writings that they've gotten a hold of after the arrest of this man, this 57-year-old man.
Yeah, fortunately, I mean, the manhunt took 43 hours, but they got him in a field. He did not resist arrest.
Vance Bolter is his name, and his motive, again, we're not clear about that.
Right now, we're standing on a 72-inch culvert, which we know has shifted. The parking lot is sinking right now, so we've lost probably 80 parking spaces.
That's Chief Jordan Kramer with Fire and Emergency Services in South Strabane Township, Larry. That's what he's talking about the flooding did.
Yeah, it was actually surprising, but as we just detailed with the National Weather Service's meteorologist Jason Frazier, some areas got 4.5 inches of rain.
In a half hour, right?
That was just overwhelming in that area in particular, and then deadly in West Virginia.
Well, let's finish on something really uplifting at Oakmont. This is J.J. Spawn after he won the U.S. Open.
My daughter always asks me every time Dad goes golfing, she's like, were you the winner today? And I'm just, so today she's like, you're the winner today. Like, she got to see it. Like, she didn't have to ask me.
That's wonderful.
Two daughters, his wife was present, and when they came out onto the course, there was still one putt to go. He was done. I forget who, you know, it's funny how soon you forget, but he was trying to tell his one daughter, just be quiet for a minute.
Oh, that was Burns had to finish
Burns.
It. Yeah, right.
He said, you have to be quiet because right. This guy has to putt, and then immediately after. But what was great was the frustration of the delay. In his case, he said, helped him refocus, and then his coach that coached him on the putting had coached him, and he was watching too, and he went nuts because this was major league.
J.J. Spawn placed second behind Rory McIlroy at the TPC down at Sawgrass in Jacksonville a few weeks ago, so he's having a much better year. But there was a point last year, was it, where he was wondering if he's going to continue to play on the pro tour.
Yeah, and so you may ask, okay, what does the winner get for the U.S. Open this year? $4.3 million, and I'm looking at the exemptions, Paul, here. So this is how it goes. This includes exemptions for the U.S. Opens for the next 10 years. That's how big a deal it is.
Well, I mean, and think about this. Think about all the opportunities he's going to get now from sponsorships.
And also, he gets exemptions for the three other majors, Masters, PGA Championship, for 5 years. Additionally, the winner earns an invitation to the next five Players' Championships. They also receive a significant number of official world golf ranking points and so on. So yeah, it just continues to...
Well, good for him.
Yeah, and overall, what did you think of the television coverage? I know it ended yesterday on NBC. I thought they did, and kudos to WPXI. They had their full team out there, and then additional coverage after.
I have to say that for me, I thought that the NBC coverage was about as good as you could expect it to be. You know, when you think about golf coverage, the first network that comes to mind is CBS, and what a great job they do, especially with the Masters. But having said that, I think they did a lovely job. But let me tell you this. I thought that Pittsburgh came off beautifully in this thing. And did you see the Open yesterday at the very beginning?
I didn't.
Well, I gotta share that with you. It is really moving, and it's a testament to Pittsburgh. What they're talking about is the grit and the hard work and the determination of the people who live and work here. And it's a really well put together.
I got to check it out.
Yeah, I'll send you the link to it. I got a friend of mine sent it to me.
So the average, they figure in the course of the week, including the practice rounds last week, over 200,000 people went to Oakmont Country Club.
You know what we could do, Larry? We could find that, and maybe we could play the audio, and because the audio is everything.
Let's do that.
Okay, I'll find that for you.
And we will share that with you. What a weekend. Weather-wise, it wasn't cooperating, but they found a way to get it done. And there was talk about pushing a final rounds to today. Obviously, that didn't happen. And J.J. Spahn is your winner, the 125th U.S.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.